Dear Lord, I am very much disturbed. My mind and senses are always giving me so much suffering. Please give me some instruction how I can be happy. Please do. I am a lady. I have not so much broad intelligence. Therefore, in a very easy way, explain to me the science of self-realization. So Kapila Dev gave his instructions. Prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kavayo vidu seyuv eva sadusakritva mokshadwaram apavritam. O Mother, every learned man knows that attachment for material things is the cause of birth and death, but that same attachment, when put on the feet of a perfected soul, mokshadwaram apavritam, opens the doors of liberation. No one can become detached, Charles, without becoming attached to something. How can you leave this world without attachment to something superior? Tvam trishtam nivartate, no? Krishna says. How you can leave a lower taste unless you achieve a higher taste? Deva, how we can become attracted to something transcendental in this world? We cannot see Krishna. You can only see the Lord when you're completely perfect. Therefore, the Lord is so kind, he accepts a special form in this world as a spiritual master. By attaching oneself to the feet of the Guru, Sri Guru Charanarati Eshe Utamagati. One who develops rati, attachment for the feet of the bona fide spiritual master, he achieves the supreme destination. Just like you grab hold of a rope, if that rope's attached to a hot air balloon, you're going up. If one attaches oneself to the feet of the sadhu, you'll go up to the supreme destination where that sadhu was also going. Therefore, Mother, you'll have to find Guru. You'll have to become attached to the feet of Guru. That attachment opens the doors of the spiritual world. Then what is the symptom of a sadhu, of a real guru? Titikshiva kurunaka suradam sarva dehinam ajata satruva shanta sadava sadhubushanam. O Mother, the sadhu has many, many qualities. Titikshiva, tolerant, kurunika, merciful, suradam sarva dehinam, thou art equal to all. Ajata satra, they have no enemies. They never consider anyone to be their enemies. More like of it. Shanta, always peaceful. Sadunam sadubhushanam. O Mother, these good qualities are the ornaments of a sadhu. Sadhu Charles means saint sadhu. Titikshiva, tolerant. How merciful the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Despite his father giving him so much suffering, Prahlad Maharaj never thought ill of his father. In fact, when Lord Nrisimhadev gave benediction, Prahlad Maharaj prayed, "The benediction of my father will be delivered back to you." Titikshiva Kurunika, very merciful. One time there was a sadhu. He was walking, he saw one scorpion had fallen into a bucket. Therefore he went to pick the scorpion, and the scorpion bit him on the hand. Again, and he fell in the water. Again, the sadhu reached to pick him up. Again, the scorpion bit him, and he fell in the water. Third time he tried, his friend said, "What are you doing? Every time you pick up the scorpion bites you." The sadhu said, "What can I do? This is the nature of the scorpion to bite. If even a scorpion cannot give up his nature, then why I should give up my nature as a sadhu to help others?" Titikshiva kurunika. Therefore, sadhu should always be merciful. What type of mercy? Sadhu's mercy is not easy to understand. I feed a poor person. Isn't that the bum on Venice Beach? Hey buddy, spare a dime. I give him $5. He eats the 99 cents of cheese pizza. 5 hours again, he's hungry again. Divine mercy has a limit. It cannot really give him any real benefit. Therefore, the sadhu's mercy is very deep. The sadhu's mercy means he gives you spiritual instructions. By the way, if you follow those spiritual instructions, you'll never take a material body again, therefore you'll never suffer. Therefore, titikshiva kurunika. The sadhu is very tolerant. I think last night we told the story of Yudhisthira Maharaj. Dronacharya was teaching the students, ma krodham. Did I tell this last night? Ma krodham, don't be angry. Therefore, Drona was telling the students one by one, repeat the lesson. Ma krodham, don't be angry. Ma krodham, ma krodham, ma krodham. When it came to Yudhisthira Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj didn't say anything. Then Jonah became a little agitated. What type of foolish boy are you? Makrodam. Don't become angry. You just stay silent. I told you, Makrodam. Became angry, took a stick. Makrodam began beating Yudhisthira, but Yudhisthira would not say anything. Beating. Blood was coming from the body of Yudhisthira, but Yudhisthira would still not say anything. Then finally, Jonah became exhausted. Then Yudhisthira Maharaj said, "Yes, Makrodam." And Jonah said, "Foolish boy, why you did not say before?" Yudhisthira Maharaj said, "Before I had no realization, but now I have realization. Makrodam. One must cross anger. Titikshiva kurunaka. Devasaru has these symptoms, more tolerant than a tree." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You really want to chant the name of Krishna? It must be like that. Trinadapi sanichena tarori vasuhishana. Amanene amanadena kirtanya sarahari. Tarori vasuhishana." A tree is very tolerant. He never asks for water. In the freezing cold, he tolerates. In the burning hot, he tolerates. Everything he has is for others. Even the axeman who comes to cut him down, I ask you not to do that. Even the axeman is chopping down the tree, the tree gives shade even to those who come to give him harm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you want to chant the name of Krishna, you must be tolerant like a tree. Not that I have a little argument and I pop my cork every 10 minutes, running around the temple like Hogan, Conan the Barbarian. No. Tolerate. Anything that comes suffering to us, even our enemies, should understand this is my past activities giving me fruit. Therefore, why become angry at anyone else? It's only your own activities. Easy to say, hard to tolerate. Spend a few days with Rohini Nandan, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Tatikshiva kurunaka sururam sabhabhutanam. He's equal to everyone. Give mercy to the brothers and eat the chickens. No. Understanding all souls are part of the Supreme Lord. Ajata satra shanta, always peaceful. Ajata satra, they have no enemies. Many people considered Yudhisthira Maharaj to be their enemy, but Yudhisthira Maharaj never considered anyone to be his enemy. Even though Duryodhan gave him so many sufferings, Yudhisthira Maharaj would never say Duryodhan. He would always say Suryodhan. Sadhava sadhubhushanam, these are the good qualities, are the ornaments of a sadhu. Means the sadhu is actually the decoration of those ornaments, good qualities. One may have many good qualities, Charles, but without devotion to the Supreme Lord, those good qualities are like ornaments on a dead body. Imagine someone died. Imagine Gopi died. We put lipstick on her, on the dead body, nice new sari, combed her hair, everything like that. Any benefit for Gopi? Any benefit for you? No benefit. By putting decorations on a dead body, that dead body will not feel happy and no one will feel happy seeing that dead body. In the same way, one may have all good qualities, but he does not have the supreme quality of devotion to the Supreme Lord, then that is useless. Like Hanuman. When Hanuman met with Ravan, nice conversation was there. Hanuman came in, actually everyone in the court of Ravan was scared even to look him in the eyes. But Hanuman was not scared. Hanuman looked. Then Ravan said, "Monkey, who are you?" Hanuman laughed. "Hey, brother, what's the use in asking who am I? If you could ask who is Ram, then I can tell you some Ram Katha for 5 or 6 hours. But who am I? Foolish question. But you wish to know? Kausalyan Dandandan Dasosmi. I am the servant of the son of Dasarat, Ramachandra, an incarnation of God. I am the servant of Ram." Ravan thought that was great. "I thought you were a big person. Maybe a king, a prince, finance minister, something like that. But you're telling me you're just a servant." And Hanuman laughed. "Brother, you don't know anything. Anything without service to Ram is useless." And Hanuman gave instruction to Ravan. "Brother, you have everything. Beauty." Ravan was, how many wives he had? You know Jayasri? Thousands of wives. You know why? He was a macho. He was incredibly beautiful. He was so beautiful he could attract the mind of any woman. Therefore, he was so much frustrated when Sita did not like him, he couldn't believe it. I'm so handsome and gorgeous and she doesn't like me? She said, your Rama is like a piece of straw compared to me. He was born in a high family, Brahmin family. He was so wealthy, his whole Lanka was made of gold. Even the toilet seat. Everything. He had performed great austerities. He'd even satisfied Lord Shiva. Madhu's thinking, not this Katha again. It's only the 1,000th time he's heard it. Brother, you have everything, but you have no devotion to Ram. Therefore, you're like a zero. Ravan laughed. Oh, now even the monkeys are giving me instructions. Even the monkey has become a guru. Alas, my bad day. Therefore, Hanuman said, you have everything, brother. Birth, wealth, austerities, beauty, knowledge, and I have nothing. Hanuman said, I'm not even a human being. I'm a monkey. I never went to Gurukul. I'm outside the Varnashram system. But the whole world worships Hanuman. Why? How many people are worshipping Ravan? And how many are worshipping Hanuman? Jai Hanuman, Gana Gudasagara, Jai Kapisa, Triloka, Udarata. The whole world worships Hanuman. Why? One quality. He has devotion to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam also says that. Isn't it? What is that verse? Yas Yasti. No. Yas Yasti. Satasamasta Suro Haro Abhattasya Kuto Mahadguno Manoratat Yatidivati Bhairabahe. All good qualities without devotion to the Supreme Lord are useless. All good qualities without devotion are simply products of the material mind. Guru Maharaj gives a test. Who is superior? Who am I going to pick on? Listen, Andhra. Guru Maharaj says sometimes, who is superior? One who is very honest, very truthful, very good looking, very responsible, very wealthy, but he never chants the name of Krishna. Or another person who is very dirty, very debauched, unchaste, drug addict, even eats meat, but he chants the holy name. Who is superior? Can you think why? Because even though he has millions of bad habits, by chanting the holy name, his bad habits will be burned to ashes. But the other person, he has no shelter. He can only go down. Because his good habits are only based on some external circumstances. He's born in a good family, therefore he has good habits. But next birth, that guarantee is not there. Therefore his good qualities are temporary. They come from the mind. But the devotee, even though he may have bad habits, if he takes up devotion, his bad habits will be burned to ashes. Therefore, leaving the temple, we must also be careful, our God brothers and God sisters. Ha! Look at Vijay. You know what Vijay is doing? Yeah, did you hear about the other day when... Don't criticize. He's bad habit. He keeps in association of devotees and keeps chanting the holy name. Even Vijay can be rectified. His bad habits will be burned to ashes. Therefore, we should not criticize someone if they're sticking to the path of devotion. Prabhupada gave the example, if you go to a hospital, what type of nonsense hospital is this? The doctors are useless. Everyone here is sick. A foolishness, though. People are in the temple here to practice spiritual life. If they stay in the temple and continue with practicing, their temporary faults will be burned to ashes. But very hard to see that. Guru Maharaj says someone has millions of qualities, but one good, bad quality, we see the bad quality. But the pure devotee is the opposite. Even though we have millions of faults, he never sees that. He just sees the good. Like the fly, he never goes to honey, he always goes to stool. The conditioned soul always is busy finding the faults of others, not seeing the faults of himself. But the pure devotee is like a bee. He always goes for the honey, the good qualities in others. Therefore, we should know what is a pure devotee, Charles. We should look for these symptoms. Titikshiva, is he tolerant? Karunika, merciful. Sudada Savadehinam, equal to all. Ajata Satru, is he considering anyone to be his enemy? Shanta, peaceful. Sarva Sarabhushanam. Therefore, Param Gurudev gave a very deep explanation of this. We have heard the pure devotee has 26 qualities. Kishori Mohan knows them all in Bengali, but not in English. The pure devotee controls his senses. The pure devotee is expert. Pure devotee is poetic. Pure devotee is clean. The pure devotee is grave. The pure devotee his senses are all controlled. He is moaning when he is silent. He is merciful. He is? Huh? Krishna. He has 25 qualities. 26 qualities. But those 25 qualities, they are external. They are not important. What makes him excited is not the fact that he is clean or merciful or grave or expert. No. What makes him a sadhu is Krishna ekasadana. He is completely surrendered to Krishna. That's what makes him a pure devotee. Therefore, Srila Paramgurudev said to glorify a sadhu for his external qualities is a Vaishnava parad. Offense to a Vaishnava. Oh yes! Isn't it? Gurudev. Gurudev is very kind. Gurudev is very clean. Gurudev is very expert. Gurudev is very poetic. Gurudev is... This is aparad. One type of aparad. Because it is not why he is worshipful. He is worshipful for one reason, because he serves Krishna. And all other good qualities are servants of that main one good quality. Therefore, to criticize a pure devotee for his so-called faults. Oh, he's not clean, you may think. He's not taking bath every day. He's not very polite because he shouts and raves and chastises. Therefore, you point out his so-called faults. But you've missed the point. The point is you cannot see how he's completely surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, criticizing a sadhu for their so-called faults is Vaishnava parad also. Ati stuti. Ati bhakti cho lakshan. Anyway. So, all these ideas, Kapila Dev is saying, Mother, you can only be liberated by becoming attracted to a pure devotee. And Kapila Dev gives the symptoms of a pure devotee. Mad asraya. These are the external symptoms of a devotee. But the real symptom is man anyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti jedridam madkrite twakti karmanas twakta swajana bandava. Such a devotee has made drida varata, a very fixed determination to serve me. For the sake of me, he gives up all other relationships in this world. But the main symptom of a devotee is what? Madasraya katam rista srinvanti katayante cha. Tapanti vivadastapas naitan madgata chetasa. The main symptom of a devotee is what? Mad asraya katam mrista. They have completely taken shelter of Harikata. Means they are always engaged in chanting, hearing, or thinking of Harikata. That is the main symptom of a sadhu, but you cannot see that. Only a rare person can understand the real quality of a sadhu. Tapanti vivadastapa. Because they are completely engaged in the process of hearing and chanting, the miseries of this material world never touch them. Nainten mad gata chestina. They are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and my qualities. Yeta sadavo sadvi sarva sangha vivajata. O Mother, these are the qualities of the pure devotees. The internal qualities, they are always hearing and chanting about Krishna. And the external qualities, they are merciful, patient, equal to all. So, what will happen, Charles, if you can meet such a devotee? What will you do? Satam prasangam mama vejabam vado bhavanti ritkana rasayana katha tadyosinat asi apavago vatmane shraddha ratir bhakti anukram siti. Famous verse from the Bhagavatam. Therefore, satam prasangam. Sangha means association. Prasanga means very intimate association. We should not just serve the spiritual master because we think he's older than me, he has some white hairs, he has knowledge more than me. No. One should serve him, prasangam, very intimate service. Intimate service may not mean that you are there 24 hours a day. You may be far away from the spiritual master, but constantly thinking of his instructions, constantly serving him, that means Guru is there. One time when I first came to Gurudev, I was talking to Pujapad Premananda Prabhu and I said, oh, sometimes I feel if I do not see Gurudev, I will die. So he told Gurudev that. And Gurudev said, you think like that? And I said, on a good day. He said, don't think like that. Don't think that person was only rubbing the feet of the Guru, massaging the Guru, he is dear to the Guru. And we see many people so much proud, I am giving Gurudev massage, but not following even one iota of the instructions of the Guru. Of course, massaging the Guru is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that. But still, one disciple of Sri Saraswati Thakur said, all those personal servants who massage the feet of their guru, all of them fell down. Yes. Because only being with the guru doesn't mean you're with him. Association with the Guru does not take place by body. Association with the Guru takes place, Kishori, how? By mind, by heart, by faith, by Shraddha. You may be right there with the spiritual master, but you have no fixed faith in him. You are not there. You are a million miles distance. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, Rupa Goswami, we never hear that Rupa Goswami cooked for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or massaged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, I think Rupa Goswami only spent maybe 11 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once he met in Prayag. Second meeting, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami spent most of his life in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, he is Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. It's fallen asleep. He is most dear to the Lord because he fulfilled the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the distribution of Ragamoy Bhakti. Therefore, Prasangam, you'll have to associate very intimately with the spiritual master, by mind, by heart, by faith. Satam Prasangam, by association with the devotees, Mama Virja Samvido, you'll get the opportunity to hear of my very powerful activities. Bhavanti Ridkayana Rasayana Kata, and you'll drink this nectar by the ears. Rasayan means a devotion, a tonic, a health tonic. Guru Maharaj says when someone is operated on the hospital, the cancer is cut out, the disease is removed, but the patient is weak. In the same way, when the material disease is destroyed, still we are weak because we have no attraction to Krishna. That time the Guru will give Rasayana Kata. Rasayana Kata means the nectarian beverage of the pastimes of Krishna. Tad yosanat asu apavage vatmani. By hearing, all the obstacles will be destroyed. Shraddha rati bhakti anukramasiti. One will achieve first the stage of faith, then bhava bhakti, preliminary ecstatic love for Krishna, then finally prema bhakti. Therefore, by engaging in devotional service, Mother, a distaste will come towards material enjoyment, both in this world and the next world. By constantly thinking of my activities, Kapila Dev is saying, one will automatically be able to control the mind and senses. Thus, Mother, one is liberated and one is degraded only by the mind. Therefore, the mind, same instruction actually is given in fifth canto by Bharat Maharaj. Just like the lamp, when the lamp is not properly tuned, you know those old kerosene lamps? When the wick is too long, what happens? Too much smoke comes and the glass is covered by smoke, soot. And when the wick is too short, there is no light. The same way when the mind is too much engaged in material enjoyment, there is too much smoke. You cannot see anything. There is no illumination, no knowledge. And when the lamp is too small, when you're too much thinking of renouncing, at time also there is no illumination of knowledge. Therefore, Mother, you should control the mind and senses by the process of devotion. At that time, the mind will become like a properly attuned flame of a lamp. When the mind is dovetailed with the activities and the service of the Supreme Lord, then the mind becomes free from material contamination, and the mind becomes the source of liberation. Thus, situated in the transcendental stage of devotion, the mind ceases from all material activity, and the mind will begin the processes of spiritual activity. Prahlad, very late. That time he becomes transcendental to all material happiness and distress. He discovers that all so-called material pleasure and pain is simply imagination. Now listen to this, this is a great thing. At that stage, the devotee realizes his original spiritual identity. Thus, the perfectly realized soul has no understanding of how the material body moves, acts, sits, sleeps, or eats. Just as an intoxicated person cannot understand whether or not he has clothes on his body. Just like when someone drinks too much, He takes off all his clothes. He has no sense. I am naked. In the same way, a liberated soul. They have no understanding that I have a material body. Therefore, afterwards it describes a liberated soul is so much absorbed in thinking of the service of Krishna that he does not even know when he takes birth or when he dies. He has no sense because he's lost all connection with the material body. So, Kapila Dev describes mixed devotion. Most of us are here are devotees, therefore we can understand. Material nature consists of three gunas or qualities. Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. Therefore, even though bhakti is pure, we are not practicing purely. Therefore, Kapila Dev describes the different types of mixed bhakti. Just like bhakti mixed with sattvagun, he gives the symptoms. Thus, mother, there are multifarious paths of devotion in terms of the different qualities of the executioner. Sorry? Of the executor. For example, devotion is always pure, but we are not practicing purely. Therefore, someone is practicing devotion. Abhisandaya yohimsam dambam matsajam evava. Someone is practicing devotion, but they are filled with qualities like envy, pride, and thoughts of violence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If Nischintya died, I could become temple president. Or thinking like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this person is my enemy. This person is my... I don't like him. The sooner he gets lost, the better. I mean, they're chanting Harinam, but their mind is too much influenced by tamagun. Understand? Ignorance. Therefore, they're practicing devotion, but their devotion is mixed with ignorance. Or someone who worships the deities, but they're too much... Their motive of worship is desire to enjoy material opulence, material enjoyment, fame. Right? Guru Maharaj always goes, they're doing the arti, look at me, look at me. The pujari is doing the arti. He's not looking at Thakurji, he's looking at the pretty girls in the audience. Sometimes we see the kirtan players, dung, dung. See that, hey baby, this could be you. So many times we see devotees singing. Kiba jayo, jaya gora, no, kiba jayo, hey girl in the front row. Take a look at this guy, fulfill all your desires, baby. Man, he is performing devotion, but he is too much influenced by Rajagun. Guru Maharaj tells a funny story. Some people worship the Lord, but they have too many ulterior motives. Therefore, in Devananda Gaudiya Math, they had jewelry of the deity. The deity's jewelry looked like gold. Never one village boy, he joined the temple, then he's too much, showing too much devotion. Scrubbing the floors, washing the pujari's cloth. He ended up taking initiation, he started serving, washing the pots, and finally, he entered the temple room as assistant pujari. Assisting. One day he got the big key, the big banana himself. Then one morning he grabbed all the jewelry of the deity and ran away, the flute, the crown, everything. Then 2 weeks later, the temple got a letter from that boy. You cheated me. Why you didn't tell me that jewelry was gold-plated, not gold? Therefore, this is an example. Someone is worshipping the Lord, but he has too much desire for opulence, material position. He is not serving Krishna or Guru for the service of Krishna and Guru, for the happiness of Guru and Krishna. He is serving for his own motivation. The Kapila Dev said this is called bhakti mixed with rajagun, or bhakti mixed with passion. And finally, when one worships the Lord with a desire to become free from his sins, this is called devotion in the mode of goodness. It's also not pure. Many people, why you come to the temple? I want to be happy. I feel peace. That means they're not coming for the service and for the happiness of Krishna. They're coming for their own happiness, but still it's the best. I perform a courtesy, my sins will be destroyed, I'll get a better birth next time. means he has some knowledge, but it's not pure devotion. Therefore, what is pure devotion? Madguna Shruti Matrena Mai Sarva Guhasi Manogatir Avichena Yata Gangam Samambudo Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirguna Sahi Udaritam Ahoitiki Avyahaita Iha Bhakti Parushottame. Finally, this is the description of pure bhakti. Nirgun bhakti. Bhakti which is not touched by any material quality, either of goodness, of passion, or of ignorance. So we can take our own pulse. How am I going? Madguna Sruta Matrena. As soon as my devotee hears my name, my form, my qualities, or my pastimes, then Mai Sarva Guhasi. His mind runs to me, who are situated in the hearts of all, like the Ganga runs towards the ocean. The Ganga never stops flowing to the ocean. The Ganga always is running. The same way, as soon as the devotee, Ram, what are you doing? No thumb wrestling here, Ram. As soon as the devotee hears the name of Krishna, his mind runs there. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Gas is pretty expensive these days. I'm having a lot of difficulty with my wife. We're chanting the holy name, but the mind is not running to Radha Krishna. The mind is running towards Maya. This is a symptom of his chanting, and his practice of bhakti is mixed with modes of nature. And whenever you see Gurudev chanting, what does he do? Goodbye. Completely absorbed. Therefore, this is a symptom of Nirgun Bhakti. As soon as we chant the holy name, the mind runs towards Krishna. Not runs for 7 seconds and comes back again, runs in an unbroken chain, that we can take our own pulse. Deed. How much we have achieved pure bhakti or not achieved pure bhakti. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya. These are the symptoms of bhakti yoga. Nirgunasya hi udaritam. These are the symptoms of a devotee who has crossed material nature. Ahoitiki avyahayita. His bhakti will be without any material cause. His bhakti will be interrupted. Ya bhakti purushottama. This is called bhakti to the Supreme Person. Salokya sasti simipriya sarupekpat apiyuta diyamanam nagrinam binamad sevanam jana. Kapiladev describes, my devotee, he develops so much love for me, he even loses interest in any form of liberation. He only wants to serve. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed like that. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaya mama janmani janmishuri bhavadat bhakti hoiti tui. Hey Krishna, najanam, I don't want disciples, family members, kavitam, material learning, nasundarim, or a beautiful wife or a beautiful husband. I don't even want to become free from birth and death. Ready to sign such a contract, Charles? Divine slavery. Serve for the rest of your life and don't get anything back. That's the contract. But who can sign that contract? I don't want anything from you, Krishna. Then Krishna becomes very worried. What can I give him? He doesn't want anything material. Therefore, Krishna gives himself to such a devotee. Krishna sells himself to that devotee who has no material desires. Therefore, Kapiladev gave so many beautiful instructions. And I'm skipping because time is short. Therefore, devotion has two sides, positive and the negative, two types of devotion, Vaidhi Bhakti and Ragamoy Bhakti. Ragamoy Bhakti means one is spontaneously attached to the service of Radha Krishna in the mood of the gopis. And if you don't have that type of attachment, then you must be following the next type of bhakti, which is called Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti means that deep attachment is not there for Krishna. But he can understand by his intelligence the performance of devotion is good for him. Therefore, tatat bhavadi madhuja na dira na shuti apekshate na shastramscha na yuktamscha bhava lobhut pati lakshanam. Raganuga bhakti has its symptoms. The symptom means one is simply attracted by the beauty of Krishna. One is not doing bhakti because of fear or because of the injunction of the scriptures. He is doing bhakti out of pure love. But that's not us. Therefore, we're in the first category. First category means they have no pure attraction to Krishna, but they have faith in the injunctions of the scriptures. They can understand this is good for me. They're out of fear of descending to the hellish planets, out of fear of birth and death, out of fear of his own karma, out of fear of slipping into the animal species, he performs bhajan. Therefore, if we're thinking of avoiding the path of hearing and chanting, Kapila Dev, out of his mercy, gives us a few encouragements by describing the entanglement in fruitive activities. It means the psyche, the movements of living entities. Want to do a little? Everyone should be ready, one kirtan. Madhu, one small kirtan. Saranga Saragata.